Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 110-59, chief complaint, headache, earache, dizziness, jaw pain, palpitation, not feeling good, feeling severely tired, history of palpitation, history of gastric sleeve some 8 years ago, never been on B12 replacement. Our patient is a 64-year-old woman who is divorced, lives at home. She's accounts payable manager. She does her work from home. She has a history of hypertension, depression, well controlled with Zoloft and Crestor. Not taking any blood pressure medication at this time, but she does have a slightly increased cholesterol. She had a blood work done about a month ago, which she's going to get the results for us. Everything looked normal, but nevertheless, she's been acting very tired. At one time, she was told that she needs B12. As I told her today, because of the fact that she had a gastric sleeve, but she hasn't been keeping up with that for years. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy, yes, it's up to date. Mammogram, no, she's had 4 orders, but she's never called to make an appointment. Family history, dad died of a brain tumor and a stroke some 10 years ago. Mom died 7 years ago of a stroke. Other family members have had strokes. Social, she does drink, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't do drugs. She's divorced, 2 kids, 44 and 37. She's a payroll manager, works from home. Last period, 25 years ago, allergy, non-COVID immunization, doesn't believe in that medication. Zoloft and Crestor, medical problems, hypertension. No medication at this time, history of depression. Patient one time lost a significant amount of weight with the gastric sleeve and her, and her issue with blood pressure went away. Surgery, hernia surgery, gastric sleeve, no hysterectomy, no gallbladder surgery. She's alert, she's awake, review of system as above. She weighs 169 pounds, no significant change, 97%, 98.6, 16, 70, 140, 1 over 85. Heart positive, home positive is 2. Lungs clear, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal skin shows no rash. Because of the fact that she's having swelling in her neck and jaw pain, we looked at her carotid, we looked at her thyroid, we looked at soft tissue. There's definitely lymphadenopathy. There's also 2 cysts in the thyroid. Right is 0.7, left is 0.4. Next number is headache. Next number is patient was treated with Toradol, 60 milligram, Rocephin a gram. Next number is Amoxalate, 75 milligram at home. Next number is Simvastatin. Oh, no. Patient with history of migraine headaches, we're going to start on Emitrex 100 milligram with instruction. Next time is Furoset PRN for pain. For headache, next time is B12 deficiency, very likely with headache, tiredness, weakness. Resume B12 1 cc every 2 weeks. Patient will give that to herself at home. Next number, strong family history of strokes. We looked at a carotid within normal limits. Next number is her echocardiogram, looks okay in face of palpitation. Next number, lower and upper extremity pain off and on. We made sure she doesn't have a significant PVD or DVT. None was found. The next number is because of history of hypertension. A renal Doppler study was done. No renal vascular hypertension was recognized. Next number is pelvic ultrasound shows uterus to be within normal limits, but I do not see any ovaries, which is normal since she had last period 25 years ago. Next number, she does have mild fatty liver. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, come back in 3 weeks. Next number, we'll get blood work. Next number, I don't really care so much about having a B12 results because she's going to be on B12 for the rest of her life because of her gastric surgery. So we're going to go ahead and start it right away. Thank you.